rich get richer. It's just so disproportionate.
You can't handle the truth.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 14 of the True Review Podcast. I am Jono Kickless, your host as usual, and welcome to the show for those that you that haven't heard the show before, but for the regulars, so welcome back. Don't forget you can follow us on Twitter, just it's at @TrueReview_pod, or you can download us off the Podomatic website, which is www.podomatic.com. Or if you use iTunes, you can download us through iTunes, which is probably the easiest way to do things. So they're your social media outlets. On today's show, we're going to be talking about Elvis Presley, who will be getting a biopic, and we're going to be talking about who may be in that movie. And we're also going to be talking about some video games that might be turned into movies soon. And we've also got some casting and box office news to talk to you guys about. We've got another week of trailers, obviously, to look at, and there's another bunch of beauties this week. And we've got reviews on the movies Everything Must Go, which stars Will Ferrell, and the animated comedy movie Kung Fu Panda 2. And we'll also briefly talk about Paranormal Activity 3, which I managed to see during the week. Over in the music section, we've got a bit of Metallica news. What's new? They're always in the news. And I've got reviews on the new albums by Coldplay and the Aussie band Sneaky Sound System. TV Land, we've got a bit of TV news on a returning TV show, and also a show that is in the talking stage at the moment, but should be well on its way to everybody's TV screens soon. Don't forget we've got a UFC pay-per-view preview podcast, which will probably go up at some stage tomorrow. That's for UFC 137, which is this Sunday. And I know I've got a few people that like to listen to those podcasts, so definitely check that out. Also, any input you guys have, definitely tell us on Twitter, and I'm more than happy to incorporate it into the show. But for now, I think we might check out who is this week's Celebrity Idiot of the Week.
The True Review Celebrity Idiot of the Week.
Now, as much as I love this guy, when I used to watch him when I was younger on Even Stevens, and you've grown to see him in the Transformers movies, Shia LaBeouf, he is this week's Celebrity Idiot of the Week. Now, Shia's been in trouble with the law many a time. He's drink-driven, he's assaulted people. God knows what else he's done. Anyway, the latest story to come out from him is that he's allegedly threatened to pull a knife during a fight in Vancouver. He's currently in Vancouver filming a new movie, Vancouver obviously being in Canada. And after a bit of a drunken night at a local bar, he's gotten himself into a fight with a local. And he's threatened to pull a knife on the person he was getting into a fight with. Now, you can see this fight on TMZ.com. Somebody actually captured it on film. And most of it is actually Shia LaBeouf getting the shit kicked out of him, seeing the guy was probably about 20 years older than him and was a lot more heavy set, I should say. But the fight had to be pulled apart by... it was pulled apart by a Vancouver musician who alleged that LaBeouf returned outside after the fight and made a throat-slash-gesture at him through the window. So, he obviously was a little bit intoxicated, but still probably not the best behaviour, especially if you're an up-and-coming Hollywood star. So, Shia LaBeouf, you are this week's Celebrity Idiot of the Week, and I'm sure we'll see you again sometime soon in this section. On that note, let's go to the movies section of the show. Alright, fun movie trivia for the week. In Star Wars The Phantom Menace, which was the first of the prequel movies, Liam Neeson, who played Qui-Gon Jinn, was so eager to be in the film, he didn't even bother reading the script. Ironically, he reportedly disliked working on the film once principal photography began. Liam. All right. On to the news for the week. I talked briefly about an Elvis Presley biopic, which is in the works. And Eric Bana has actually signed on to play Elvis Presley. And an actor by the name of Danny Houston, which you might have seen in a few movies, has signed on to play Richard Nixon. And the movie is going to be called Elvis and Nixon. The movie will center around the famous December 21, 1970 meeting between Elvis, who was during his Fat Elvis phase, and the crooked president. Elvis had written Nixon a 6-page letter requesting to be a federal agent at large in the Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs. And considering that Elvis died from a drug overdose, drug abuse, I should say, he was clearly committed to his work. So that should be a very interesting interesting movie, to say the least. Eric Bana has already played a biopic role before, being Chopper Reed, but should be interesting to see how he goes as Elvis. You can catch that article at Collider.com. Some other news for the week. Sony has acquired the rights for the video game Assassin's Creed to be made into a movie at some stage. Sony's in final negotiations to tackle the big screen version of, obviously, Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed, which is made by the company Ubisoft, launched Ubisoft Motion Pictures earlier this year, apparently so they can maintain creative control over the development of its games for other platforms. And they want to partner up with Sony. Sony's also currently backing some other video games to be made into movies. Uncharted and Infamous are also Infamous, I should say, are in development. This comes on the heels that Ubisoft want to make big screen versions of Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell and Ghost Recon. So it should be very interesting. We obviously had one bit earlier. I think it was last year, wasn't it? Or maybe this year, which was Prince of Persia, which came out. And $335 million worldwide. It was considered a disappointment, but at the same time, it's still a pretty decent number. A bit of casting news as well. Jason Sudeikis, who you would have seen in Horrible Bosses this past couple of months, has joined Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis in a movie entitled Dogfight. The movie will be about rival politicians, Will Ferrell and Galifianakis, in a small congressional district in South Carolina. So, and we're not really sure what Sudeikis' role will be yet, but if it's got those three in it, it should be set for a very interesting and funny comedy film. And the only other sort of movie news I got this week is the fact that Paranormal Activity 3 has grossed the highest fall opening ever for a horror film. And that is $54 million. The fact that this movie was made on, I think it was $6 million, is a very good result for those guys. So I'm almost 100% sure that they will make a fourth one, seeing they're such low-budgeted films, but they make boatloads of money. All three of those last articles can be found on imdb.com. All right, trailers for the week. The first trailer I had a look at is for a movie called This Man's War, which is directed by MCG, who directed a few other films like Terminator Salvation, Charlie's Angels, I think was another one. Anyway, the movie is about two top CIA operatives who wage in an epic battle against one another after they discover they are dating the same woman. The movie stars Chris Pine, Tom Hardy, Reese Witherspoon, not Reese. It looks actually slightly alright. It's got a bit of comedy, a bit of action. Doesn't look like it's taking itself too seriously, but who knows what happens in the actual movie itself. So definitely check out the trailer for that one. That is out the 17th of February next year, 2012. Second movie I checked out is a movie called Carnage, which is directed by Roman Polanski. And it will star Jodie Foster, Kate Winslet, Christopher Waltz, I should say, and John C. Reilly. And the movie tells a story of two sets of parents who decide to have a cordial meeting after their sons are involved in a schoolyard brawl. Coming from the trailer, it doesn't look like there's too much to the movie, but it's got a really good cast and a really good director as well, so I'm sure it'll be a very interesting type of film. Definitely check out the trailer for that one. That'll be out later this year, 16th of December, roundabouts. That's the US release date, but it's about that time probably over here as well. And the last movie I checked out this week is for the movie Happy Feet 2, which is obviously the follow-up to the animated film Happy Feet, which came out 2008. I don't know, I haven't done my research on that one. Anyway, it's directed yet again by George Miller and will star Elijah Wood, Robin Williams, Pink. It's got a massive ensemble cast, really. If I went through all of them, I'd be here for a while. The story is about Mumble's son, Eric, who is struggling to realize his talents in the Emperor Penguin world. Meanwhile, Mumble and his family and friends discover a new threat to their home, one that will take everyone working together to save them. Now, coming from the trailer, some of you might have seen the trailer already, some of you may have not. It looks like there'll be melting ice caps and they're going to, you know, ruin the penguins' home, you know, that type of thing, but that seems to be the way to go. So they're the trailers for this week, another three really good ones that I think I will check out at some stage. Movies opening this week in Australia, opening today, the movie is Drive, which I reviewed on last week's show, and the movie In Time, which I'm very interested in seeing, so I will hopefully get to see that at some stage. Alrighty, on to the reviews for this week. I'm going to talk briefly about Paranormal Activity 3, which I saw on Monday night, and it is definitely the scariest out of the three. Sets a bit of precedence for the first two. It's another prequel, so does set up and connect the three movies together. I'm not going to say too much more about it. Definitely go and check it out for yourself. It's fucking scary, and I'm still thinking about it at this stage of the week, later in the week. So, if you're a horror fan or a fan of the series, definitely go and see it. It doesn't disappoint. Alright, on to some actual reviews. The first movie I checked out is a movie called Everything Must Go, which stars Will Ferrell. The story is about an alcoholic man who loses his job and wife, and after his wife leaves, she puts all this stuff onto his front lawn, where he ends up living. The reason for this is his house is, the locks in the house have been changed and she's cut off his credit card so he doesn't have any money. So it also turns out that he ends up selling all his stuff in order to get money, but that doesn't happen until later in the movie. Anyway, the movie is about, like, it's one of those discovering about the character type of movies. Like, the character needs to discover who he is, you know, what has he done wrong, blah, blah, blah. I'm pretty sure the film's a bit of an independent film. It's filmed like it's an independent film, and it doesn't really have many well-known actors, which are sort of two key factors for independent films, I should say. The movie started off okay, and I thought it might have had a lot more comedy than what was actually in it. But throughout the movie, there wasn't really much progression, and it sort of just, it felt very indie, I should say. Like, and it really did feel like an independent movie. One thing which I thought was interesting, you never saw Will Ferrell's character, his wife, the wife that left him. But I think that was the point of the movie. Ferrell did okay, and it had a few dramatic scenes in it. And I thought he was really good at playing a guy that's constantly drunk. But I don't know whether they were trying to get you to engage more with, you know, his character. We've already seen him in a serious sort of role before in that movie Stranger with Fiction. And it was a similar type of deal here, I reckon. I didn't really see much of a point in the movie, and it just felt like an hour and a half of nothing, really. Like, not much happened. And you're like, why did they bother filming this? It actually got pretty good reviews, so that's why I'm a bit surprised as well. Anyway, I can't really say much more about this movie. If you're a fan of Will Ferrell, maybe check it out. And if you're a fan of independent films, check it out. But otherwise, I probably wouldn't suggest it to too many people. So I gave it a 6 out of 10. The other movie I checked out this week is the movie Kung Fu Panda 2, which stars Jack Black in the title role of the Kung Fu Panda, whose name is Po. Anyway, the film also stars Angelina Jolie and a bunch of others. It's obviously the sequel to the film of the same name, which I think came out in 2009 or so. And then Kung Fu Panda 2 has actually made over $600 million worldwide, so it's a very successful movie. The movie has a massive ensemble cast, as I said, Jack Black, Angelina Jolie, it's got Jackie Chan, Seth Rogen, Dustin Hoffman, David Cross, Jean-Claude Van Damme's in it, which is pretty cool. The great part I like about these type of movies is the creativity of the fight scenes. They're just so clever the way they incorporate the scenery and the weapons and stuff into the fight scenes. I just think it's the coolest thing in the world. And they also do a really great job incorporating Chinese history and culture. For those who have seen the movie's about Po discovering where he came from, and also he battles a villain who is a peacock who is trying to take over the world. What's new? Anyway, the movie has plenty of action and adventure, which is always good. CGI is really awesome. DreamWorks do a really good job with that. And all the characters definitely look pretty realistic and have the same mannerisms as the animals in real life would. So that is really cool. I think it's a really great film that the whole family can enjoy. You know, I can enjoy it at my age. I think parents could enjoy it. And kids will obviously love it as well. So definitely check it out if you're a Kung Fu Panda 1 fan. It is a great sequel. And I have a feeling they're probably going to make another one after this because they're so successful. So I gave it an 8 out of 10, which is a good rating. Some other DVDs that are out this week. These are all out yesterday, actually. Pirates of the Caribbean 4 on Stranger Tides, which obviously stars Johnny Depp. And the movie's The Debt, which I forget who it stars, actually, came out on DVD this week as well. If you guys have any suggestions for movies that we should review, definitely let us know. We've got another two good movies next week. We're going to be looking at Super 8, and we're also going to be looking at the movie Crazy Stupid Love. So there's another bunch of great movies, and I'll give you guys a question during the week to do with movies. I've already got it in my head, but I won't say it right now. Just get a bit of input and what you guys think on that question, and I'll put it all on next week's podcast, which will be pretty cool. So that's all the movies for this week, and let's check out the music section. Alright, plenty to get through in the music section of the show. The only bit of news I could really find that was pretty interesting this week is Metallica, who are plotting to do a 3D movie. They want to self-finance a 3D movie. Not sure whether it's going to be them in concert or about anything. I dare say it would probably be in concert. And they have hired the producer Charlotte Huggins, who helped do the 3D version of Journey to the Center of the Earth. And she will also help them find a director who is capable of handling the undoubtedly vast vision that the guys want to share with the world. So it should be very interesting. Their last movie effort was obviously the documentary Some Kind of Monster, which was a very interesting insight into the band. That's all I can say about that. Alright, that's a bit of news for the week. On to the reviews. First album I reviewed this week was Coldplay's Milo Xyloto, which is their most recent album, which only came out last week. And I absolutely love this album. The guys have reinvented themselves yet again on their last album, Viva La Vida, I think it's called. They invented themselves yet again with a different sound, and this album they have done it again. And that's in saying that, they've done it without straying away from their sound. The album incorporates a lot of what I feel is like Chinese type of rhythms and stuff like that. It's hard to describe, but they use a lot of high-sounding cymbals and bells and stuff like that. a lot of very different oriental-sounding synthesizers on a lot of their songs, yet they still keep the same old Coldplay. Chris Martin's voice is still great, and pretty much every track on the album, to me, just sounds really great. And they also have an appearance on there by Rihanna, who sings a duet on one of the songs, and you can pretty much see any song on this album being on the radio, being in ads. It's just a really well-rounded album, and it's a very great one to sit back and listen to. I gave it a rating of 9 out of 10. The other review this week I did is for the Aussie band Sneaky Sound System, who have just released, I think is their third album. It's called From Here to Anywhere. Now, these guys are a sort of a dancey, poppy, clubby type of band, mainly consuming of two people. The lead singer, I think her name's Connie, and I can't remember the other guy's name for the life of me. Anyway, another really good album from these guys. They've got a really lot of radio-friendly hits, which is always positive. And a lot of the songs on the album use those sort of dance beats that they've been known for, and they have the really catchy choruses and hooks in them. A lot of the songs on the album have that really sort of dance feel to them, so you could see them being out in the clubs. I always say this about different types of albums, but I could see it being a very club-orientated album, and they've got really good use of keyboards, and I say it all the time as well, synthesizers, use a really high high-pitched ones, get you really pumped up. So another really good album there from Sneaky Sound System, and I gave this one a 7.5 out of 10. Anyway, there's heaps of other music out this week, and we're going to be reviewing two of these albums next week's show. Out this week, Justice have a new one called Audio Video Disco. Marilyn Manson's back with a new one called Born Villain. Florence and the Machine's newest album, Ceremonials, will be out this week. There is also Justin Bieber, who's releasing his Christmas album entitled Under the Mistletoe. Lou Reed and Metallica's album, Lulu, is finally coming out. Megadeth have a new one called 13. Steel Panther have a new one called Balls Out. And the rapper Wale has a new album out called Ambition. So they are all out over the next week or so. So definitely check out a majority of those. We're going to be looking at the Lou Reed, Metallica, and Florence and the Machine next week. So that's all the music I've got this week. So let's check out the TV show portion of the show. Okay, TV trivia for the week. The Simpsons continually pokes fun at the Fox Network, which they're actually on, because it is the only show on Fox that does not have to be checked by its executives and edited accordingly. This also means the producers of the show can get away with a lot more on primetime television. So that's why you always see so many references to the Fox Network on the show. So that's interesting. NBC have brought back Fear Factor, for those of you that didn't know already, and it'll be returning December 12th. So that is really cool. Obviously, Fear Factor is the reality show about people who have to try and prevail over their ultimate fears. Looks like the show this time around has a lot more of a bigger budget, going by the trailer that's been aired on NBC.com. So definitely check that out if you're a fan of the show Fear Factor. And it will be hosted by Joe Rogan yet again. Other news which I discovered during the week is Fox has bought the rights for a series adaptation, or TV show adaptation, of The Punisher. So obviously The Punisher is the Marvel comic which has already been made into a couple movies. And it looks like Fox is looking to do an hour-long show, hour-long weekly show of obviously The Punisher. And that's very interesting news as well. They are developing the series with the help of ABC Studios, and Yeah, that's all I've really got on it so far, but that's a bit of interesting news for those that are Marvel comic fans and also fans of the Punisher comic in general. So keep an eye out for that, and it's sure to be on the way soon. Onto the TV shows, which I checked out for the week. A few shows actually had no episodes this week, and they're all NBC shows for whatever reason. There was no episodes of Community, The Office, or Saturday Night Live. But I still checked out a lot of the other shows I've been talking about, Up All Night, which continues to be great, and I think will get renewed again for another season. But in saying that, I don't know what will happen seeing Will Arnett's going to be doing another season of Arrested Development. So I'm not sure, they might work out some sort of a deal there. Person of Interest, definitely being pegged as one of the best shows of the new season. With I think it's executive produced by the guys who did Lost. Also Survivor's still going great. They had another surprise elimination, which always keeps the show interesting. And there seems to be a lot of tension between a lot of cast members, or castaways, I should say. The Ultimate Fighter had another really good episode. Plenty of smack talk between Mayhem Miller and Bisping, and definitely building that nicely for their fight. Homeland is the other great show, which I think is one of the best shows of the new season, which has a really great cast. Dexter continues to be really good. They're building the storyline nicely. And I'm pretty sure they've got one more season of the show. I hope they've got at least one more season, because it's such an intriguing show, and I'm always interested to see what Dexter gets up to. And Archer continuing well. I didn't check out the second episode of Man Up, so if anybody's seen Man Up during the week, let me know how that went. And there's some other shows which I'm hopefully going to be getting stuck into very soon, like Boardwalk Empire and Sons of Anarchy, which I know have a very strong following so far in their short careers, I should say, as well as other shows like Big Bang Theory and stuff like that. So that's the TV shows I checked out this week. Plenty of TV shows out on DVD this week. Going to list them all. These are all out from the 2nd of November, so that is prior to next week's show, so I'm going to fit them in here. Supernatural Season 6 will be out. Fringe Season 3. I'm not sure if Fringe has been cancelled or not. Sons of Anarchy Season 2. Californication Season 4. United States of Tara, which stars Aussie Toni Collette, which has been cancelled, I know that for sure. Season 1 is out on DVD. And The Inbetweeners Season 3 out on DVD. Little tidbit on The Inbetweeners as well. Their movie is being released in Australia within the next couple of weeks, as far as I know. So that is pretty interesting. So that's all the show we have for you guys this week. Got even more big movie news next week. We're also going to be taking a look at the trailers of the following movies. The Descendants, which stars George Clooney. A movie called Chronicle. And another movie called Albert Nobbs, which stars Mia Wasikowska and Aaron Johnson, who is from Kick-Ass. And obviously I said it earlier in the show, but we're going to be doing reviews on the movies Crazy Stupid Love and Super 8. And we're going to be doing music reviews on the Metallica Lou Reed collaboration album and Florence and the Machine's newest album. I've got even more interesting TV news next week. I'll give you a slight hint. It's going to be zombie related, so take that for whatever you will. And hopefully I'll have some other TV shows which I've checked out, not just the same ones every week. If you guys ever have any suggestions as well for TV shows to check out, more than happy to get it. I'll put another question up during the week for you guys to respond to. Always good to hear what everybody's favourite whatever is. Don't forget to check out the UFC preview podcast, which will be up sometime tomorrow. And last plug for the Twitter page, @TrueReview_pod, or you can download the show on iTunes. So it's been another great show. Thanks everybody for listening, and thanks to everybody for their support. It's 14 weeks in, so that's really good to see. So we'll leave you with a little bit of a preview of one of the songs of Coldplay's new album. And we'll catch you for next week's show. Catch.